B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Look at the calendar!
It's Thursday.
Thursday?
It's Thursday, and you have changed something in this room.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
About waking up.
What else is there to do?
Going back to sleep.
Wake up! Wake up! Please, wake up!
Why?
Why?
You're gonna miss out.
You're going to miss it.
Miss what? The show.
Show's not over.
In fact,
it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here for WROR. Is it okay this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah, okay. Hanky, okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
We're good. Brian, you want
to... Oh, sure. Okay. Just let this vacation week be over, please. I know.
Okay. Stuff we got. Well, let me see. This morning, The Celts come from behind and win last night. The Bruins won last night. And the kids are still starving at the 99.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Jeez.
Yeah. Looked like it was going to be a good night for the Red Sox.
Yeah, it was looking good. And then, pow!
Very disappointing. I mean, if you like that sort of thing.
Yes, I know. Sports, winning.
And then, well, speaking of winning.
Okay, yeah, this is what I can get into. We got to talk about this guy on Jeopardy. He's just spanking everybody. It's terrible.
He's amazing.
He's
absolutely
a phenom.
Amazing.
Yeah. A sociopath, but a phenom.
Okay.
I liked him a little bit better last night.
Did you? Okay.
I just felt like he showed a little more emotion.
He talked
about his grandma.
Kind of cold, isn't he?
Yeah, his dead grandma. That gets me every time.
Yeah, good. Nothing like dead grandma stories.
Yeah,
but so we'll cover that for this.
What do you think happened to her?
I know exactly. Good point. I have to dig deep on that one. Okay.
Wow.
That was dark.
That's creepy.
Okay. They call it Jeopardy.
Okay. Do it yourself for millennials. We got that report coming up for you this morning.
We have to talk about Gronk.
Oh, Gronk.
Oh,
another Gronkadonka. This is great.
You won't believe what he's done now.
Yep. Gronk.
Anybody else did that?
I know.
It would be an international incident, but because Gronk did it.
It's hilarious.
It's like, oh, that guy's so funny.
Gronk.
That's right. See, Gronk, that's why they say at Patriot Place, we can't have nice things.
Yeah,
we don't have a good reputation in terms of league championship trophies.
That's
he dented
true.
The World Series trophy in the parade.
Yeah.
Now, Gronk.
Oh, you're going to give it away right now? Okay.
No, because Gronk didn't have the World Series trophy.
Okay. Sex can help help control your allergy symptoms.
Oh, good.
Okay, I thought
good
I'd
to know.
We bring
Thank
that
you.
Up for you this
I'll
morning.
Take a Claritin.
What are you covering
bad
in
allergy season?
What are you covering in Dirty Laundry?
I'm going to talk about Time's most influential people list. I have problems with it.
Yeah,
and there's another aspect of that college cheating scandal that we have to dig in a little deeper
Something
into.
Something new.
Yeah. Aunt Becky's husband's kind of a bit of a liar and has been lying in the past.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Turkeys. Are you dealing with a lot of turkeys in your neighborhood?
The animal?
The animal type, yeah.
Every single day.
Unbelievable. Okay, all of this coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So you've made it over the hump. Yesterday was like hump day for school vacation week. And how's it going so far? How are you dealing with everything?
Well, I mean, I try to stay off social media because apparently I have some very, very wealthy friends. They're all on vacation. I was like, what the heck? But I've discovered the best way to handle vacation days with the kids.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend Lisa, who has four children. And she said, I was exhausted yesterday. I'm like, why? She said, well, first I had kids, my kids had friends over for breakfast, and then I took them here, and then we went to the movies, and then we did this, and then we did this. And by the time it was 8 o'clock at night, I was just done. And I said, Lisa, you're doing it wrong. Small bites. This is the key to a great vacation.
Okay, now pay attention to this, okay?
So I think a lot of parents, because they work, and they're like, oh, I'm going to take the day off, and we're going to do everything that we ever wanted to do ever in our lives. Don't do that, because you're just going to be like, I can't wait to get back to work. What you have to do is just have to pick a couple of little things. It can't last for more than 3 hours, and then go home and watch TV and feel good about it. So, for example, this is how it was a perfect day. It was like one of the best days of 2019.
Okay, perfect day, perfect day.
I picked up my daughter Lucy at my sister's house. And her cousin Charlotte, it was 11 o'clock, it was after work. I took them out for a bagel, Life's a Bagel. They were so happy.
Yep.
Kids don't want anything, by the way. They're like really easy if you think about it. So they got bagels. They got bagels. Then I'm eating the bagel on the way to Norwood Bowl. best place ever. For the $20, we bowled three strings. It was awesome. That was like an hour or so. Then we drove all the way to Stoughton to Daddy's Dairy. Never been there before. Like 300 flavors. I was mind blown.
Yep, yep, yep.
And we sat there and we had ice cream, and that took like another 45 minutes. By the time we got home, it was 3 o'clock. Everybody was happy. I was happy. I did a little work. They watched TV for the rest of the night. Boom, we're done. It was
pretty
the
good.
Best day ever.
Not bad. Not bad
good.
At all.
You know, now I figured out a way. So yesterday, now Sam Bell is in the studio with us this morning. Because
morning, Sam Bell. How you doing?
Hello, Sam.
Good.
This
is the day I get to take Sam to work. But yesterday, I had a friend take Sam.
Oh, that's
and
always
lock him in a and lock him in a room for an hour. And
50 minutes.
That worked out really well.
Yeah, it was an escape room, right?
Yeah. What'd you do yesterday, Sam?
So we went to an escape room. I went with my friend.
Yeah.
And so
they lock you in a room and you have to get out.
I hated it. Well, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
But it was funny because I got a text from my wife that says Sam's going to an escape room. He's a little nervous. Were you a little nervous about being locked in a room?
No.
A little bit?
Just like being home, right, Sam?
I was just going to climb on stuff and jump over the wall to get out.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
wrong with that.
That's always a good plan.
I think, if you don't just aim low, give your kid to somebody else and have them lock them in a room.
Yeah, it's great.
Good idea. It was really
excellent.
Fun.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks,
Sam.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's kind of getting to the Daily Jeopardy report right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program. If you've been watching Jeopardy.
Do you
want to
hear another record breaker?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here it was. Okay. Last night, James Holzhauer dominating.
His first name refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital. His surname is a bird. And over to James now. He had 71,114.
Wow.
He already has the top three spots, as you've heard me say before, for the most winnings on a single program. Did he come up with Atticus Finch? Yes. And this is for you, Granny. Is your grandma still alive?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record again. $131,127 for a now 10-day total of $697,787.
So that's like $70,000 a game.
Amazing.
This guy
absolutely
is just
amazing.
He's unflappable. He knows everything.
Just destroying it.
He's destroying it. And I think there's something about him that I still think he's a bit of a sociopath. But the more I watch, the more I think that... I think that what's the worst part of this whole thing is the people who are playing against him.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
oh my God,
I got on Jeopardy. I can't believe it. I've waited my whole life to get on Jeopardy. It's going to be great. I'm awesome at this game.
Boom.
Walk in.
There you go.
And
here's
there's
a buzzsaw.
James. I mean, they actually, the two women last night started to giggle because they were like, whatever. This is not even happening.
Well, he went 40 for 40 last night.
I mean, it's crazy.
40 for 40.
Oh, my
crazy.
God.
He got all the daily doubles,
of course,
because he's winning all the things.
I don't think anybody can beat him.
I don't think he's. I think that this is it. I think this is
This is how Jeopardy's going to end.
Yes, exactly. Although,
I think Alex Trebek is going to die before this guy loses.
No, my God, that's dark. He's feeling a lot better.
What?
He's feeling a lot better, he said, Alex Trebek, and they are filming the 36th season. So he thanked everybody at the
that's
end of the show last
hear.
Night
yeah.
to talk about, you know, thanks for the cards and the well wishes and all that other good stuff. So anyway, that's what's happening, and he's going to win again tonight. I can't wait to watch. I'm so into Jeopardy now.
Well, this is just huge for the ratings.
I think it's like an old, like I feel like my grandmother used to watch it, but I'm watching it.
Yeah.
So I think, Well, sorry. I'm sorry.
I started watching it when a guy named Art Fleming was the host.
Like, I don't feel there are certain times in your life where you do things you don't really want to do. Start watching Jeopardy and shopping at Chico's, and it's like,
it happens, you know?
Well, you're obviously already shopping at Chico's.
No,
I know
not.
Exactly how.
Why did you get that?
You and my mother should get together.
I know exactly how Jeopardy's going to end. Alex Trebek is going to come out after this guy hits him a few more times and says, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. The show's over. We're broke.
Exactly.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, well, we got good news and bad news.
All right, let's start with the good news, the Boston Bruins, because David Pastrnak scored twice, and the Bruins held off the Maple Leafs with a huge 6-4 win in Toronto last night, tying the series at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tomorrow night at the TD Garden. Meanwhile, the Celtics went on a 16-0 fourth quarter run. Our correspondent, Samuel Joseph Bell has our report this morning.
What is up, my peeps?
Hi, Sam. Tell us about the big game last night. Celts win 99-91.
Last night was the greatest game ever.
Yeah? What happened?
So, Kyrie is my player of the game.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, how did Kyrie do?
Terrible. He had 37 points.
Wow.
I think he had 7 assists.
Excellent.
And however many rebounds he had.
He was good. Celtics win. And what's your big prediction for this series, Sam Bell?
The Celtics will sweep the Pacers.
In four. Right.
The Pacers are very bad, and compared to the Celtics, they're trash.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. There you go. Great.
Well, the Celtics.
Throw them away.
Celtics, right. Like Sam said, 2-0 lead. Get a chance to go up 3-0 when they play tomorrow night in Indy. Meanwhile, he's talking about the bad thing. Brett Gardner, seventh. A little annoying. Brett Gardner's seventh inning grand slam erased a 3-1 Red Sox lead. Yankees came back for a 5-3 win. J.D. Martinez and Christian Vasquez both homered. Sox are off today, thank God. They're in Tampa tomorrow.
Sorry.
And, really?
I just want to take my kids to the 99.
The Patriots' schedule is out. They're going to open the season against the Steelers Sunday Night Football, September 8th.
Okay.
And a Florida judge yesterday temporarily blocked the release of the Bob Kraft massage video after prosecutors said it was going to be released. So I think it's going to be released anyway in the next week or so.
You think if it doesn't get released, it'll escape? I think it will.
It could.
It always does.
Won't take much.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wiley Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, we just can't have nice things around here.
And that oversized toddler, Gronkowski, decided to play, have a little fun and games with the Lombardi Trophy. And and something happened. And here are a couple of Patriots players. Who were they in the clip?
I know Matthew Slater was one of them.
Yeah, talking about what happened. They were throwing a baseball around.
It was an opening day they were throwing out the first pitch at Fenway.
All right. And this is what happened.
Gronk thought of a great idea. He'd play around and get a swing. And as he's lined up, Jules is the pitcher. Gronk standing there. And I think we're all under the impression. I mean, no way is he going to swing a Lombardi Trophy.
A little strange. We're thinking he's not going to swing the bat. He's not going to do it. And literally at the last second, when 11 throws the ball, we see 87 go from a batting position to a bunt.
Probably not ideal.
Oh my God. The video, it's like...
Yeah, Gronkowski's parting gift. If anybody could do it and get away with it, it'd be Mr. Gronkowski himself. He is now left an everlasting mark so that people will never forget that he was a part of that championship team.
The trophy is special, not damaged. Now it has become vintage, is what I'll say.
Oh, my God. That was the sound of him bunting with the trophy.
Okay, that's using the trophy, the Lombardi Trophy, as a baseball
bat. At least he didn't Gronk it.
That's true.
So if he did that, and if anybody else did it, it would be
outrage.
The other thing too is that we're the only people. I'm not including myself in this. You are the only
people
who think it's kind of adorable and cute. The rest of the world thinks it's just another thing the Patriots do.
Another reason
that is annoying. Yep.
It's posted. You can see the video at WROR.com. But it's amazing. So now the sixth Lombardi Trophy has this giant dent in the football part of the trophy.
Right,
And I don't think they should fix it. I think this
is I agree with you.
50 years from now, Rob Gronkowski used that to bunt the ball at Fenway Park.
They should just call it. We can't
back
have
in
nice
the day,
things.
Yeah.
Gronk apparently didn't go to science class because it's made out of sterling silver, which is soft.
Oh, my God. That's expensive to fix.
I think he confused it with stainless steel. That nothing really happens to him.
Or maybe they'll call the dent wizard.
The guy that comes out with that vacuum suck thing, you know.
I just think he's like that guy in high school who always would just get away with stuff. And you're because he was like a big, giant goofball.
But he's fun. He's lovable,
I get
though.
He's fun. Right. But as a mother who owns my grandmother's silver set, I am aggravated.
Never have Gronk for dinner.
I will never have Gronk for dinner.
I think the thing is, and you're right, it's everyone outside of New England. Because can you imagine, like, the Cleveland Browns going, my God, we can't even get near one of those. I know. He's using it as a baseball bat.
A-Rod did something like this. And didn't Gronk dent another trophy, a World Series trophy? Or was that?
No, that was when they were throwing beers at the toward Alex Cora with the World Series trophy during
the duck boat,
which is kind of Gronk's fault because he started that whole throw me beers thing.
So all roads, everything that's destroyed, is Gronk's fault.
You got to remember that everybody. This is just another reason why everybody hates the Patriots.
I mean, I understand he's a big old adorable guy, but big old adorable guys get really tired.
You don't let big old adorable guys hold the trophy.
That's right.
Although, you know what? It was the best looking bunt I've seen all season.
It was
season.
Nice. He laid it down very nice. You know, you're right.
8457 WROR is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus walk into $3 Dewey's, each carrying a brown paper bag from home. And we hear...
What'll it be, boys?
I'll take a moose head, Bert.
I'll have one, too.
After receiving their beverages, they each pull a ham and cheese sandwich from their brown paper bag, and we hear this from the bartender.
Now, hold on, fellas. You know the rules. You're not allowed to eat your own food in here.
Oh, that's no problem, Bert. Good. Here, Ephus. You eat my sandwich, and I'll eat yours.
Good idea.
Okay, that's more like
it. Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so something breaks around the house, and I think that this primarily... It's for men more than anything else because we're typecast.
Keep going.
Okay, so something.
how deep you dig yourself.
Something breaks around the house. What's the first thing a guy does? The guy says, "Oh, I can fix that."
Exactly.
Okay, I can fix that. No problem.
I guess that's most guys. Never grew up with anybody and not married to anybody who says I can fix that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but then the next thought is, this is going to require like 3 trips to Home Depot or Lowe's because I'll screw it up the first time I know, but I can fix this.
See, Brian is like MacGyver, though. Brian has skills.
Well,
he does
have
some skills.
My dad was a shop teacher.
Yeah, my dad was a shop teacher, so I fix stuff. You know. I build stuff. I don't always finish the job, but it gets started.
I understand.
A lot of times.
Okay. I've been forced into trying to repair things because of monetary concerns.
Well, yeah, sure. Like, well,
oh my God, it's going to cost $500.
Yeah,
that's why I spent my last summer vacation building a deck by myself.
That's right.
Nice deck, though.
Because it cost a lot less. You know what I'm saying? A lot less.
You just but you get what you pay for.
Yeah. So millennials, right? I mean, when they're in their parents' basement and they break something, the first thing they do? And this is surprising because
I'm shocked.
Jake and
by
I
this.
Both thought. The first thing that you would do is go on YouTube to learn how to fix it. But in fact, the number one thing they do is they call their dad.
And I don't think that has changed in years.
I'm excited to hear that because it's an admission or an acknowledgement that, wow, my dad isn't as stupid as I thought he was.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, maybe dad is this stupid because the millennials don't call and say, hey, dad, how do I fix this? They say, hey, dad, come and fix this.
That's true.
That's the difference.
That's the big difference. Yeah.
They don't call and say, hey, how do I fix this thing?
How can I?
They say, hey, dad, this is broken. Come over and fix it.
Oh, that's bad. You have to teach
them.
Although,
that's
again,
a completely different story.
My dad... I would call if something broke. I would call him, and he'd give me the name of somebody who could fix it.
Okay, well, your dad's really smart.
My
see?
Father, and I don't want to throw him under the bus because he has a certain set of skills, but they're not. They have nothing to do with manual labor. He used to joke that he would mow the lawn in a 3-piece suit. But if you need to negotiate for something. My dad is the guy to call. He is, like, amazing.
Your dad was a travel magnet and took you all over the world.
Yeah, but, you know what he did? He taught me how to get into the Delta Crown Room. That is the best advice ever.
Okay, so you can learn some things from dad.
Yes,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Oh.
Okay, Demi Moore is coming out with an autobiography. Juicy. Britney Spears' mom is acting weird, but first, liar, liar, pants on fire. Massimo Giannulli? Giannulli, who is married to Aunt Becky, a.k.a.
He's the fashion designer,
he's
right?
He's the Target dude. He's a T-shirt designer. Anyway, he has been accused, obviously, in this college cheating scandal about lying and doing all this stuff. To get his daughters into USC. Well, come to find out, he has a history of fibs. Because when he was young, he told his parents that he was going to USC, and it was an expensive school, so his parents would send him money. Well, he was not going to USC. He was living in a frat house on the campus. He also maybe took a couple of classes.
Took a couple of classes,
and then pocketed the money to start his own business.
Well, you know, that's like being a basketball player. You're just not really going to school. You're just going.
No, he wasn't even going to school. He was
He lived on campus.
It's pretty close. Are there frat houses on campus? They're usually off campus.
They're usually off campus.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, he attended the spring semester of 84, but not as a fully committed student, and he's lied about the whole thing. And then he was bragging about it on the show. And then also, so it's genetic because Olivia Jade, who goes to USC, said on another podcast, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, Dad, sorry, but he was never enrolled in college. He faked his way through it. Yeah, so then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought was going to college. And in that same interview, Olivia Jade, who's a beauty blogger, said she planned to use her time in college to enhance her brand. These are fabulous people, aren't
they? See, kids, sometimes you can lie to your parents and it works out fine.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Once again, never try.
Says the guy who sent thousands of dollars to his kids in college.
That's right. I made my last tuition payment yesterday.
Congratulations. All right.
So you think.
Thank you.
That's reason to celebrate.
I still have one other one.
Britney Spears' mom is kind of making people a little confused because she's been posting things on social media and sort of replying to people's posts on social media. And they're thinking that Britney is being held against her will. Now, in the beginning of the month, Britney had checked herself into a mental health facility.
Okay, now she checked herself in, right?
Yes, her dad has been very sick. She's still under his conservatorship, is that the word? And she posted something along the lines of, the mom posted, "When God's warriors go down on their knees, the battle is not over. It has just begun." And it's a picture of a woman on her knees in a battle like thing, and people are like, whatever. And she's
Game of Thrones.
So she's one of those people who vague Facebook posts. I hate those.
Vague booking. That's what they call it.
Vague booking.
Vague booking.
Yeah,
okay. I hate vague booking. Don't do it. And she's liking people's posts that say "Free Britney," and so that's weird because there's this whole social media conspiracy that she's being held against.
Leave her alone.
I know. I agree. I leave her alone.
I feel alone.
I worry about Britney. Like, I actively worry about her the way I worry about
people.
I know. I feel bad for her.
I saw Wally Bryan last night. He's very worried about
Britney. I know. I'm sure he is.
He's in a constant state of worry.
He is.
He has been for years.
Yes. All right. And finally, Demi Moore, this is an interesting story, is coming out in the fall with an autobiography. 9 years after her book deal.
Talk
about a procrastinator. Yes, it was first announced 9 years ago, and she's finally ready to release it. It's called Inside Out. It's scheduled for September 24th. HarperCollins described it as she's going to write openly about everything from her tumultuous relationship with her mother. She's been estranged from her forever. For three marriages, including Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher. Throughout her rise to fame and during some of the most pivotal moments of her life, Moore battled addiction, body image issues, and childhood trauma that would follow her for years, all while juggling a skyrocketing career, celebrity status, and raising a family. I'm excited. I'm excited about this.
I can't wait for the chapter where it says how it takes 9 years to write a book.
That's right.
Well, she's 56. She's had a little, I think, a really interesting life. She dropped out of high school. She became an actress. She was on General Hospital.
See, once again, why try?
That's right.
There you go.
She tried in different ways.
Okay.
Maybe she wrote it in cursive.
Takes a long time. Can't do that today.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I know. So that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry.
Thank you very much.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, is everybody ready? You feeling ready?
I'm ready.
Your questions ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here for WROR. $1,000 in Century Bank cash is up for grabs right now. Let's meet our player. She is a project coordinator for South Shore Hospital.
Oh, wow.
From Weymouth, Massachusetts, Judith Duffy is on the line.
Hello, Judith.
Good morning, Judith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. Now,
do you hate when people call you Judy?
Not really.
Okay.
Kind of.
Now, what do your friends call you? They call you Judith, they call you Judy, they call you Duff. What do they call you?
They call me both. Judith and Judy. Family Judith, most friends Judy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll consider ourselves friends, and we'll call you Judy.
We'll find out by the end of
That's right. But the end of the game, it may change. So, you know how this works. You're going to get 10 questions.
Yes.
LBF is going to give you 60 seconds to give the correct answer. You can pass it any time. Save enough time to come back, and because we'll review anything, and just don't let the buzzer go out on you, okay?
I'll try.
You ready to play?
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is a dime and a quarter worth?
35 cents.
What fruit juice is in a mimosa?
Orange juice.
Who played Maria Von Trapp in the 1960s version of The Sound of Music?
Julie Andrews.
What is the capital of Germany?
Berlin.
What trophy did Gronk dent?
Pass.
Who is actress Lily Collins' father?
Gary Collins.
What is the name of the eye chart in the doctor's office?
Eye chart.
What's the name of Toronto's hockey team?
Maple Leaf.
Spell terrible.
T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E.
And what is the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey?
Mayor. Wait a minute. I know this. Mayor. I don't know. Mayor.
What trophy did Gronk dent?
The,
I got
what we're asking you.
I feel like I would have given her a Super Bowl trophy, right? I don't know. No, okay.
It has a name.
It's the Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, the Lombardi trophy.
You got six right, though.
You did really well. You came out strong. Okay, well, the eye chart, I just want to let you know, that's the Snellen chart.
Oh,
it's S-N-E-L-L-E-N.
It has an official name. Lily Collins' father is Phil Collins.
Ah.
And the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey is a hinny.
Maybe it's because that noise that a horse makes.
Hinny. So that's good. I did learn something.
You did. See, you learned something. Yep. That is really my job to educate. It's
an educational position.
Yes, exactly. I'm a professor.
It's definitely fun, though.
As always, however, we have a fine consolation.
We do.
$100 Roach Brothers gift card just in time for Easter and Passover. You can shop Roachies. And Sudbury Farm Supermarkets for everything you need. Locations and more at roachbros.com. Hey, enjoy the gift card. Thank you very much for playing and have a fabulous day today.
You too, you guys too. Thanks.
Thanks, Judy Judith.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, Duff. Okay, everybody. You can play this game. You can win this game and win $1,000 from Century Bank. Yes, you can. Come on. We got winners. We know you can win.
I had one last week.
Okay. I know.
Log on to WRR.com and fill out the application, and we could be calling you next, and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. So that's Brian Adams. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show, and I guess this is a pretty big deal with the royal family right now.
It's a big deal with the royal family. Apparently, Meghan and Prince Harry are going to hire an American nanny. Now, nannies have been in the news because, and I'm not really a country person, but Jana Kramer is a country singer. And she's looking for a nanny, and she's been on Care.com, and she says that she's finding too many cute 22-year-olds with perky boobs. She'd prefer to hire an older woman in her 40s or 50s.
It's the same thing with a babysitter.
Is that why my wife got all those jobs?
Really?
Oh, God.
So anyway, she said she's been all over that website, and she can't believe what she's seeing. I don't understand some of these girls that post pictures there, because I'm like, don't you know the female is hiring? This one photo was like, hi, I'm 22 years old, and I have perky boobs. Don't post the perky boob photo. I'm not hiring you. And she said, I'm not saying post an ugly photo. Just dress for the part. This is their job. She admits she's looking for older women in their 40s or 50s because of their experience. She's looking more for Alice from the Brady Bunch. My God. Yeah.
Okay, have you ever had issues with hiring a babysitter?
No. I want to mention this, too. She said, she and her husband separated because of his cheating, but they got back together and he did rehab for sex addiction. This story runs deep. Wow. And she wants you to know that's not the reason. She says, not that I don't trust my husband, I just think it's not smart.
Not that I don't trust my husband, it's just that I don't trust my husband.
Yeah.
Maybe women invented Uber so the husband didn't have to drive the babysitter home.
Maybe that's it.
Put him in the Uber.
Yes. Good idea. Good idea. No, I mean, all my babysitters are beautiful people, women. I've never had a guy babysitter, older, younger, high school, college, whatever. But.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Really.
And so, I mean, it's
very
a little,
cute.
It's a very, you know, it's, you know, they're young.
You know, I mean,
I don't know what to say.
I didn't think of anything of it at the time. But when my kids were babysittable, we always had guys that were babysitters. Yeah.
Oh.
And the excuse at home was, well, it's because the guys, they play more fun games with the boys.
Oh. We had both.
And then did your wife drive them home?
That's right. Precisely.
Fun games indeed.
More
105.7 WROR. Oh, my God.
There's so much that's happening this weekend. You know, we got the Passover starts on Friday, then Good Friday, and then we got Easter on Sunday.
And right smack dab in the middle.
The whole thing is 420. That's on Saturday. It is 420. And, the first thing I said, she said when I mentioned this, 420, she says, yeah, but every day's 420 now. And I said, yeah, you're right.
You know, 420 celebrate, like you're supposed to smoke pot on 420.
Yeah, but all those stores will probably have really great specials going.
Yeah, like 20% off four items. See how I'm like wicked good at marketing?
Whoa. You think after a day of smoking before Easter, on Easter Sunday, you probably want to have...
The ham's in trouble.
Yeah, but 300 or 400 peeps.
The toughest part is trying to smoke the grass in the Easter basket.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The ham. At least the ham's already smoked.
Well,
that's a good thing.
Carl's Jr. is going to get into it because it's selling a cannabis-infused cheeseburger on 420. The CBD oil, I guess.
No kidding.
It's the Rocky Mountain High Burger.
How can you do that?
It's only available in Denver. Boo.
Okay.
But you can make your own.
Would you have to get a special license to do that? I would think you would have to. And did you see that Lyft is offering a special deal?
Yeah.
420 off a Lyft in many a major city, so you might want to check that out here.
It's exciting. That's good. I mean, I don't know. I think... I haven't been to one of those pot shops yet, and I feel like I need to go.
I don't think that would be the day to go.
No, but I think it's, well, I mean, I could celebrate it that way.
It would be really crowded.
It would be crowded, but it would be like, you know, Black Friday.
All right, well, if there's anybody listening who goes to those shops and wants to take LBF to...
Yeah, anybody who wants to
let
go
us know.
Pot shopping
we'll go,
with
we'll
me,
do a field
I'll go.
Trip, okay?
I wonder if they have Easter edibles, you know.
Exactly. Your Easter could be, your entire family's coming over. You could turn this around with one gummy bear.
It's the only thing that could make a Reese's peanut butter cup better.
Oh, God, yes.
Where did you get these peanut butter eggs?
Did you see what Pizza Hut is doing?
No, what's Pizza Hut doing?
Pizza? Are they serving pizza?
They're not only serving pizza, but they're also offering the Hershey's triple chocolate brownies for $4.20 on Saturday.
Whoa, that's a good idea.
Whoa. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Okay, so the big weekend is coming up here. A lot of eating is going to take place this weekend. Who's cooking? Hank, who's cooking at your house?
My wife and I, we're going to have all of the family dysfunction in one room. Really.
One place, one time.
In a small house. My wife's family, my
family.
Going
in with a positive attitude,
everybody. Well, yes, I am. Yep.
Positive, it's going to be dysfunctional.
It's nice, because just when you think things are going smoothly, my mother walks into the room and says something inappropriate.
Oh, I can't wait till Monday. I cannot wait till Monday.
Oh, Christmas time. Oh, you're the pregnant one?
Oh, my God. No, sir.
Monday should be interesting on this program. Okay. Okay, who's cooking at your house, Brian?
I don't know. Not me. I know that much. Okay, no, we're going over to my in-laws.
You're
going to...
Oh, okay, that's good. LBF...
We're going to a restaurant.
Oh. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, we're going to the North End. We're going to a church that my sister really likes in the South End. And then we're going to a restaurant I really like in the North End.
Okay. Well, take the new tunnel.
Sounds good.
There, back and forth. Okay. So hope everybody has a very, very good Easter
Who's
weekend
cooking at your house?
I'm doing the cooking at my house.
What are you cooking?
I'm doing a ham. I'm making
bacon.
I'm making.
Yeah, I've got a trap for the Easter Bunny and want to cook them.
One of the better parts of the pig will be in my oven coming up on Sunday. It's going to be fabulous.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And wait till you taste. Wait till you taste the pea salad.
Oh boy.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.